I will make you show me your pussy. I'm the police.
We could do stuff like that. Can Henry Rollins do that?
Henry Rollins can. He's not allowed to pretend to be the police, or he loses.
He's not, dude. That wouldn't be punk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. See, that's not the kind. That's not what restrictions are put on me. I'm not punk.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Did you do you know about this?
Gia Tolentino.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is it that she's not Italian?
Yeah, she's Filipina.
Then I was excited to blame Italians for something.
I don't know.
And then I found out this lady's Asian.
Filipinos are wild with, like, because there was that Atlantic writer. I didn't really read the Gia thing, but
yeah, I don't
there was that Atlantic guy a couple of years ago that wrote that thing. It's like,
that was insanity.
Yeah. And then it's like, defend, like, all these Asian people defending it. And my favorite part was they're like, you don't understand. Unko Bupu. It translates more to something like grandma or something. It's like, yeah, mammy. We have the same.
Yeah.
We did the same thing.
Yeah,
there.
It's built into the language to not make them feel bad about having a slave.
Yeah,
they gave them a cute name.
Mm-hmm. It's like interesting. They're like, oh, we don't. There's no word. It's that.
It's cool friend.
Yeah.
It translates to cool friend. Oh, really?
Yeah. So no one could get
the guy who wrote it.
Michael Bustos.
Michael Bustos.
Starring George Clooney as Michael Bustos. Middle Eastern men. This is George Clooney with his eyebrow raised. You gonna come meet me in my hotel room in 15 minutes?
You got to.
Michael Bustos.
I'm Michael Bustos.
Yeah.
Is that what Michael Clayton is about?
I have no idea. This came up. I did Matt and Shane's show, and I brought up Michael Clayton, and I said, what's that movie about anyways?
Really?
Yeah, well, I like bringing stuff up, and then there's no context for it, and I also don't know what it is.
Me too, brother. Mm-hmm. I saw my friend tried to show me a trailer of it. And all I realized the director was that guy with the curly hair, and I didn't realize that guy was a director. I thought he was just an actor.
Tony Gilroy?
Is that the director of Michael Clayton?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind, I was thinking of somebody else.
Which guy with the curly hair?
There's some guy with the curly hair. Michael Clayton, he's in it. Michael Clayton, hold on.
Yeah, sorry. Michael Clayton's about like a lawyer that's done. He's done something gay.
Sidney Pollack. I didn't realize Sidney Pollack was also the. I realized Sidney Pollack was a director, but I didn't realize that guy that's in movies is also the director, Sidney Pollack.
Yeah, Sidney Pollack is in the movie.
He's a director, right?
He is a director.
Yeah, I didn't. I know that name, but I didn't realize he was an actor too.
Yeah, he did The Firm and. And
he also was the end that I know that I saw him in.
I don't know. It's hard. Will not Grace. I confuse him with Sidney Lumet.
Isn't Sidney Lumet?
Yeah, but I confused.
Oh, he was in The Sopranos. That's right.
Who's he in The Sopranos?
I don't know. But I remember him in that zone.
Yeah. Anyways. Michael Clayton. What am I thinking? I'm thinking of Syriana.
Syriana, that's a good movie. Yes. What the? I guess I must know him from, because I'm looking at all these movies and I don't think I've seen them, but I know his face, so I must know him from The Sopranos.
He's in Eyes Wide Shut.
Haven't seen Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
But he's a cute kid. He's a good looking guy.
Syriana is a different movie.
Syriana was pretty good. It was confusing. I don't remember what it's about.
What movies did George Clooney direct? Didn't he direct
Good Night and Good Luck?
Yeah.
He directed that.
Good Night. I remember when we were kids, people were like,
yeah, he's hot.
And you're a child. You're hot. A child and you're not gay, so you're like, I guess. I don't active. And I'm not.
Yeah, I guess he's just a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's just a guy. I just like clicked on his Wikipedia page and just scrolled for a second and stopped. And where it landed was Armenian genocide is a subsection on the George Clooney. Yeah. Clooney supports the recognition of the Armenian genocide. Being a celebrity, and he's too, he's like that 90s era celebrity where they got like really ridiculous with it. where
Well, they were so famous. They were right before the internet, right before splintered big time. So Clooney, like Brad Pitt and those guys are the last like super famous, totally everybody knows they are types of guys.
Yeah, activism and public advocacy. Clooney is a supporter of gay rights. He supported both of Barack Obama's presidents. These are like the default celebrity opinions.
Yeah, that's true. I think Clooney has like a personal satellite that he tracks.
Does he?
He literally has a satellite that he tracks like a guy
look
that
at,
fucks.
Look at the picture of him and Barack Obama having serious politics talk with Barack Obama.
Oh, is he doing this?
Yeah, he's doing this move.
Oh, yeah, he's doing that move.
Yeah.
That's such a weird way to do your finger, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody does this regularly.
In March 2007, he sent an open letter to German Chancellor Angela Merkel calling on the European Union to take decisive action in the region, to given the failure of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to respond to UN resolution. Enjoy your boat. Yeah.
The mall is on some real
shit. Let her do a thing out in the garage or, you know.
I agree.
Yeah, like whatever. She can do her little human rights lawyer thing in the greenhouse. Well, yep. We're working on cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Clooney shoots hoops. I respect them. So he should be out there shooting free throws.
Yeah. This whole section is hilarious. The George Clooney political views section. Because the titles are like Syria, you know, gun control. It's like, oh, gun control. I wonder what George Clooney thinks about gun control. Does he think it's bad? In 2018, following the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, the Clooney's pledged $500,000 for the March for Our Lives and said, oh, so he doesn't like guns. That's, wow, I wouldn't believe LGBT rights. I wonder what could George Clooney possibly feel?
It would be funny if he was a TERF.
Yeah.
LGBT rights.
Mm-hmm. March 28, 2019, Clooney wrote an open letter calling for the boycott of the Sultan of Brunei's hotels over a new law that came into force on April 3rd.
That's old school, too.
Yeah.
Also, the Sultan of Brunei is a guy that's still alive.
I mean, who are the people going around that are, yeah, I'm not staying at any of the Sultan of Brunei's hotels anymore because George Clooney doesn't like him.
Yeah, George Clooney. I was about to go over to Ocean where Brunei got a new hotel. I seen Ocean 13 and the guy from that told me not to.
Checking into the Econo Lodge in Trenton with a prostitute being like, yeah, real quick, did Brunei own this place? Because I saw a dot head coming out beforehand. I want to make sure because I'm on a George Clooney plan.
Yeah, I didn't know if the guy I seen come in here was the Sultan of Brunei's cousin or what. I saw a guy with a turban come in here.
Yeah, that dot head that was coming in here earlier because George Clooney said we're supposed to know Sultan
of... Real quick, I'm trying to get gas, but the guy who owns this, he ain't the Sultan of Brunei, is he? I know he could be wearing turbans, but that ain't no Sultan, right?
Yeah, I was told that the Aladdin of Bruno Mars owns this place, and that we're supposed to be pissed off at him because Danny Ocean said so.
Yo, I work for Danny Ocean,
Danny Ocean told me I'm supposed to be pissed off.
Yeah. I'll be pissed. Yo, the Sultan of Brunei don't own the Ravens, do he?
Yeah, I want to add.
Oh my God,
I'm going to add a section to activism and public advocacy. Oh, of course, the page is locked. Of course, George Clooney is locked. Armenian genocide. What is the point of like putting that in there? Oh, George Clooney, you know, says the.
Well, this is clearly written by PR. This is the most PR written Wikipedia I've ever read in my life.
Mm-hmm. Motorcycle accidents.
Shouts out to the Armenians, man. Anybody who's the enemy of the Turks is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's gang up on them. It's been long enough.
What's the deal with the Young Turks? Is that like the original?
The original Young Turks, I think like, I don't know. I think they took over the whole Ottoman Empire. Then they took over everybody. I don't know, though. I actually have literally no idea, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I beyond don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
To the point that I'm wrong for sure.
Turkey's gay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that, man. That means a lot, for real.
Nah, they got this dumb robot language that's fake.
Yes.
They're like in a weird Canadian kind of way.
That's very true. That's a great way to put it. They are Canadian.
I can imagine if I lived in Iran and some Turkish guy was like, I'd be like, just shut up. Stop.
I'm pissed,
all right?
Yeah.
You, no chance.
Because they got a lot of guys, like... Turkey's got a lot of guys that look ethnically white that are just have like sort of curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, they're basically Greeks and Turks are the same exact people if you really look at it. But we got beaches. I'm also pissed because it really hurts me to say this, but a lot of the best food is just Turkish food. The Ottomans fucking turbo cucked us and made us also love their food.
Yeah, we were just saying this. I was saying this the other day on Matt and Shane's podcast. And it's like, really, that's why their culture is just things they borrowed from the place that was there. That's not like there's no discernible.
Well, I mean, I guess the argument would be they've been there the whole time, so all is theirs also.
No, it's not.
I agree. It's not. It's like Texas. People are like, we got the best tacos in Texas and California. It's like, you mean they're Mexicans?
Yeah. Well, it's Mexicans making them in Texas. Yeah. You go to those places and it's not like a guy that's like, welcome to the taco place, partner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We make the best hummus. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, pal.
Damn. I'm going to eat some hummus now.
Dude.
I might have to go. I might have to go eat. It might be time. I'm refeeding now. I'm ready.
What are you
going to
eat? What's for lunch?
I don't know, probably a bunch of chicken and peanut butter.
Nice. Yeah. Classic little chicken peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Respect, brother.
Yeah. What do you got?
I made a eggplant stir fry.
That sounds good.
I saved half it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get nice with the curries, man. I want to buy like fresh lemongrass.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot of coconut milk just in the curry.
I dated a girl that was a chef at a Thai restaurant.
Ooh, yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah, she made some good
Thai. Salute to the Thai. Their food rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll.
Makes me want to tie off the base of my cock. Yes.
Thailand style.
Thailand style. Yeah.
Eldis had some guy in his office who was just the most closeted man of all time, and he would routinely go to Thailand by himself.
I just love it. There's something about the people there.
Just posting pictures to his Facebook. It's like, bro, you should be lying. Say you're going to Poland. Just like,
yeah.
Say you're somewhere else. You can't be a confirmed bachelor that loves Thailand.
That's so funny.
Respect, man. Yeah, go eat. Yeah, I'm probably going to make some tuna steak and have some eggplant.
Tuna steak's good. What are you just buying tuna steak at the grocery store?
There's actually a really good fish market in Astoria.
Damn, I got to start going to... There's fish markets in this neighborhood. I just got to walk to them.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Dude, honestly, there's a great butcher and a great fish market on my block.
Yeah.
It's been nice, man. I wake up, I take like a 90-minute walk every day.
That's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been marinating my tuna steak. Bro, a little 30-minute marinade on a tuna steak with some soy sauce, lime, garlic.
Yeah.
Maron.
What kind of marinade? Just lemon and...
Lemon, soy sauce, a little garlic.
Yeah.
It only needs to be there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll just make a tuna steak.
Let me know.
All right, yep. Hit the
folks.
Hit the shirts if you want them. Come to town. Everything is now. Nothing will sell out anymore. Everything had like rolling stock that was like
nice.
There was things that had to sell out before they could be switched over to whatever system it is. But now everything is available. They will stay available. You can get shirts. Come to town. We got new designs coming out. I got to redesign the store itself so it doesn't look so shitty. And then
nice.
I got some new stuff.
Buy my man's shirts. Tune into Stavi Solves Your Problems, the call-in show I do on Twitch. It's Friday at 6 o'clock. This week's guest is Tim Dillon. We also had Ian this week on it. It was a great episode. I miss Ian. We got to have Ian on this show, actually.
Yeah.
He was great. It was really funny. And I'm doing it on Twitch. And, just look out for it. I also have it on YouTube, so take a look at the edited versions.
Well,
but that's it, folks. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.